The devotees of the Lord are so forbearing that even though they are defamed, cheated, cursed, disturbed, neglected, or even killed, they are never inclined to avenge themselves. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Rishi Samika also knew that the Lord does not forgive a person who has committed an offense at the feet of a devotee. The Lord can only give direction to take shelter of the devotee. He thought within himself that if Maharaj Parikit would counter-curse the boy, he might be saved. But he knew that a pure devotee is callous about worldly advantages or reverses. As such, the devotees are never inclined to counteract personal defamation, curses, negligence, etc. As far as things are concerned in personal affairs, the devotees do not care for them. But in the case of their being performed against the Lord and his devotees, then the devotees take very strong action. It was a personal affair, and therefore Samika Rishi knew that the king would not take counteraction. Thus, there was no alternative than to place an appeal to the Lord for the immature boy. It is not only that the Brahmins are powerful enough to award curses or blessings upon the subordinates. The devotee of the Lord, even though he may not be a Brahmin, is more powerful than a Brahmin. But a powerful devotee never misuses the power for personal benefit. Whatever power the devotee may have is always utilized in the service towards the Lord and his devotees only.